You know, the key thing is for women with ER-positive tumors to get hormonal therapy. Makes me think about the issue of false negative ERs. There have been people like Craig Allred from Baylor who've estimated, at least in the United States, that maybe 20% of ER negatives are false negatives. Any thoughts on this as a worldwide issue?
Well, I think it was quite a problem when people were doing ER tests in the first place. But if you look in trials, really most of which would have been recruiting of the order of 20 years ago, of 5 years of tamoxifen versus nothing, in those trials, the women classified as ER poor seemed to get no benefit whatever from 5 years of tamoxifen. There are about 4,000 or 5,000 such women, and among those 4,000 or 5,000 women, there wasn't any suggestion of any effect whatever on breast cancer recurrence or death from breast cancer. So these assays probably aren't so terrible. Sure, you don't want false negatives, because, you know, if people have a hormone-sensitive tumour, then really hormonal treatment is a very effective option and very cost-effective option as well. But I don't think that the assays are as bad as that to judge by the trial results.
Well, if 20% of those patients were ER positive, were there enough events that we could have detected a benefit?
You can't ever guarantee a total negative. And certainly, if somebody who's expert on estrogen receptor assays thinks that there are a lot of false negatives, one would better listen to them, because we don't want false negatives. But we shouldn't forget that you've got a very, very definite difference between the effects of tamoxifen in those classified as ER plus and the effects of tamoxifen in those classified as ER poor. And it seemed to have really no effect whatever, but the lower confidence limit for the effect in those patients was a relative risk of 0.9. So it seemed to be a relative risk of 1.0, but with confidence limits running from 0.9 to 1.1, whereas the effect, the risk ratio in those classified as ER plus in those old trials was, well, to start with, a relative risk of about 0.5 for recurrence. So these are ER tests are certainly telling us something that's relevant to the response to tamoxifen and probably to the other hormonal treatments.
The other point that Allred made to me that I wasn't aware of was that, of course, nowadays everybody pretty much uses IHC. According to what he said, most, if not all, of the patients in the overview were the ligand binding. Is that correct?
Yes, that probably would be true. The tests as done in those old trials were certainly pretty strongly informative about responsiveness to treatment.